USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Joe Biden both held town halls Thursday, the president holding one in Miami. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia talking about court packing.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled.
That audio, courtesy of ABC, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have the votes to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett later this month. The Kentucky Republican saying she'll come out of committee next Thursday and will go to the floor for a vote on the 23rd and stay until we finish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. So to be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
An eighth person is now facing state charges in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel charging 51-year-old Brian Higgins of Wisconsin with material support of an act of terrorism. C-SPAN suspends Steve Scully over lying about a tweet.
At a time when many are questioning the integrity of journalists, C-SPAN had to draw a line in the sand over a tweet. Political editor Steve Scully sent a tweet reaching out to former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. Then he lied and said he was hacked. Well, he now admits he lied to cover the unpopular tweet. He issued an apology, and C-SPAN said the damage is done and suspended Scully indefinitely. President Trump was one of the first to call out Scully last week on Twitter before Scully made the admission, leaving the president obligated to point out on Thursday that he was right all along. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans should probably rethink the way they want to celebrate Turkey Day this year. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details from a member of President Trump's coronavirus task force.
The coronavirus may have people wanting to scale back their Thanksgiving. That's a recommendation from Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CBS News that people should be very careful when planning holiday get-togethers, especially if family members will be traveling to join.
I think people should be very careful and prudent about social gatherings, particularly when members of the family might be at a risk because of their age or their underlying condition. Namely, you may have to bite the bullet and sacrifice that social gathering unless you're pretty certain that the people that you're dealing with are not infected.
President Trump revealed Thursday night during a town hall on NBC that he never spoke to Judge Amy Coney Barrett or any of the sitting Supreme Court justices about the Roe v. Wade case, a ruling that many worry could be overturned by the high court with Barrett's confirmation, saying it would be inappropriate for him to influence their judgment. The president then asked about his personal view regarding a potential reversal of Roe v. Wade, the president replying he doesn't want to do anything to influence anything right now. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.